T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Taking a look at today's top story, trend, or topic as John and Hugh kick off their final hour with The Big Story.
You already know.
On John and Hugh, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game on this Tuesday. Braves have three cracks at it tonight. They have their game against the Marlins, 6:40 first pitch in front of a select audience in Miami.
Yeah. Standing room only. Like all the room you could buy a ticket for like the nosebleed seats and move all the way down to like
right.
You can sit behind first place,
right.
First base.
Right, $6 stub up, $6 to get you in tonight. They said the attendance last night was 10,767. That's what it says on ESPN. And I'm guessing that there must have been 7,000 people out in the parking lot having a big party because
yeah, it was
11,000 people in the stadium.
Definitely not great.
Yeah, that franchise got issues. But going from the excitement of the Mets series and the importance of the series and the crowd, and then you go down to Miami and it's just a mausoleum, and then their pitcher, Jesus Luzardo, is getting the benefit, even Grant McCauley kind of pointed this out, of some interesting calls. You laid a turd last night. Okay, fine. You laid an egg. You got shut out for only the second time since mid-June. All right, check. Just win tonight, baby. Just win tonight. Now, you'll have a little bit of an advantage. Mets got rained out last night. They play a doubleheader tonight against the Nationals in New York. The first game, Hugh, starts at 4:10.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you get to first pitch, they're going to be well into it, and you'll probably have pretty much idea, looking at that scoreboard, what's going on in the first Mets game. All it takes is for the Mets to lose either game one or game two of the doubleheader, or for you to win. That's three cracks at it tonight for us to be sitting here saying NL East champions tomorrow morning. Now, having said that, you still got to do it because if you don't do it and the Mets sweep and you lose tonight,
it'd be an uncomfortable feeling, question.
Tomorrow morning's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Whew.
Uncomfortable feeling. Everything is still in front of you, though. Uncomfortable feeling, though.
I mean, you got to win this game. And I really don't personally care. I was talking about this at the beginning of the show. I had somebody tweet me and say, I don't want to backdoor my way in with the Mets. I don't give a rat's rear end. I just do it.
Just get in the playoffs.
Yeah, just win the East.
Well, you're in the dance, but yeah, you're in the dance.
I don't think you're backdooring yourself in. If you lose tonight and the Mets lose 1-2, I don't think that's a backdoor. You just swept the Mets. You've won over 100 – well, you've won 100 games.
Well –
you made up 10.5.
Yeah, I mean, that's great, but you still, your fate was left up to somebody else. I mean, I get what the caller, the tweeter is coming from when they say that, because your fate, you left your fate, you did all of that great work, but then at the end of the day, instead of you taking care of your business and being the master of your own destiny, you had to wait to see what some other team did to beat the team that, would have won it because you didn't take care of your business. So, yeah, I can see that.
All right, let me ask you and Abe the question here, okay, that some people are asking me this morning. Did the Braves grip last night?
Did they grip? I don't think so. I think going from that emotional high, like one of the hardest things to do is, like, you talk about that Mets series and the fact that you sweep them. I don't think anybody thought that was going to happen, but that happened. That's an emotional high. That's a huge emotional high. Now, I'm not saying that you overlooked the Marlins, but going down there, like being in that, like it's one thing, it's something to be said about being in an electric atmosphere where, say, you go into the game And not saying that you're not prepared to play, but you're not, you don't feel like you have your A1 game, right? And you hear that crowd and you see people doing the chop and everything, that gets you going. That gets you charged. That you feed off of that crowd noise. They fed off of that. They ate well this weekend here at Truist Park. They ate extremely well. And they were able to capitalize off of that and win games. You go down there, man, and it's like playing in somebody's backyard and it's like three or four kids show up. After you pull off that it's tough to get up for something like that. Because you got to think, you're probably emotionally spent, you know, maybe a little bit physically spent. That in Atlanta, that really didn't make a big difference because you fed off of the crowd. The crowd fed you, so you were good. You were sustained. Down there going to that, I know some Braves fans came, and there was probably more Braves fans in there than Marlins fans, but it's kind of tough. It's a little tough. You can see the frustration. I saw a couple at-bats for Matt Olson. He looked a little frustrated. You know, that, you know, you coming off of the weekend that you just had and playing like that, a little frustrated. But that's why I said you got to get it done tonight. You got to get it done tonight.
Abe, do you think the Braves gripped last night? That was kind of a little thing, you know, hey, why are they gripping?
To me, it was no more than was kind of expected on my part. I think they celebrated after the sweep as much, if not more, as they would tonight if they win. I think they celebrated that sweep as it was clinching the NL East. And cut to an extent, we believe it was, unless, again, they have a massive collapse here over yesterday in the next two games. But nothing unexpected for me, but I think you're right. They need to come out today and put a stamp on this.
Well, I would hope that anybody listening on the Odyssey app in the South Florida area, if you are a Braves fan, tickets are $6. Go to the game. It starts at 6:40. They give you that extra like 45-minute bonus there where the game's going to end early. Go watch the Braves clinch and be as many Braves fans as we can get there, even if it's another 100, to go down there to do the chop, to get the team fired up and make sure that you're loud and proud tonight and support these guys. Let's just win this game and be done with it and move on to NL East champions here, because you didn't come this far to stop now. That's for sure. And the last thing in the world you want is for this to be, you know, for us to be sitting around here tomorrow morning going, oh, my God, and having to pitch Max Fried, which is a double problem, because, Hugh, if you got to pitch Max Fried tomorrow night in that game, not only do you run the risk of losing the game and...
Wait a minute, are you moving somebody? What are you talking about?
Well, I mean...
If you don't win today.
If you don't win today and...
You're moving somebody?
No, I'm just saying that if you don't win today and the Mets win both and it comes down to tomorrow and you have to win, then you have no choice but to pitch Max Fried.
Wait a minute. That's what I'm asking you, John. Who is supposed to pitch tomorrow?
Well,
night?
If you win tonight, you'll throw Mueller out there.
Okay, but say if you don't win, you're moving Max. So basically what you're saying, you're moving Max Fried up. That's what you're saying. You're moving him from his regular spot. That's what you're saying, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess there's really no spot.
You'd be using
right now
a five-man rotation. He'd pitch on regular rest as opposed to a six-man rotation.
Correct.
So, okay, got you.
Yeah, but they want to use a six-man.
Okay.
I mean, to be a regular rest here, but the problem with using him tomorrow night is that if you do use him, and let's say you do win, that's great. But if you do use him and you lose and you blow this thing, then you're going to go into the wild card round and you don't have him available.
Well, see, that's what I was trying to figure out, John. I don't think you go to panic mode. I think you let it play out like it's supposed to play out, so you do have Max Fried when you go into the playoffs. That's what I was trying to understand, if that's what you were saying.
So you wouldn't pitch Max Fried tomorrow?
Oh, no.
I would. I got to win the division.
No, that's you want a division title T-shirt? Is that what you want? I understand it puts you in a better position, but is that's what you want to walk around in a division title T-shirt?
I mean, because for all the reasons.
This is the thing.
Of avoiding the Dodgers to the NLCS.
I understand all of that, but you had an opportunity to do that tonight. And if you don't get it done, I don't change the course.
Yeah, but I'm not conceding.
How many pennants has the Braves won? Have the Braves won over the years? What would you say, about 30, something like that? Just throw a number out there. How many?
Yeah, I would
how many,
say
how
I,
many World Series?
20.
How many World
22,
Series?
22, 23.
How
I
many
would
World
guess.
Series?
One.
Well, what's,
two. Two.
What's
two.
More important at this point, at this juncture? Because you have the opportunity tonight to take care of that. But okay, you don't take care of that. What's more important? Can't be playing checkers. You got to play chess. That's my point.
And you know what? I'm not debating your point, because they may choose to do that.
Yeah, I'm saying you can't.
But understanding your only other option is Kyle Mueller.
Well, Kyle Mueller, hey, I'm going to give you the ball. You better go out there and do what you say, do your best. I'm trying my best. Do your best. He knows the way to that moment. He's a professional. He's a grown man. We need this. I'm not changing the course because I am pressed to win the division title. I understand what you're saying, John. I understand that you're talking about, you know, who you got to play and everything like that. Take care of that tonight then. So
yeah,
we don't have that conversation.
I don't want to have this conversation. I just don't.
Just take care of it tonight then.
Yeah, I don't want to have this conversation. You know, I don't want to be sitting around here tomorrow morning asking if you're pitching Mueller or Fried.
because that is
not a conversation. Yeah, because that's a conversation that's not going to be a good spot to be in. And you know, I know it's – look, it's – the Mets haven't even played a game here. I get it. The problem is you worked your way all the way back.
I know. And you're here, and
the Mets
it's
are at home
against
the Nationals. Have quit. I mean, the Nationals have flat quit. I mean, they're just awful. By the way, the Phillies clinched last night.
They're excited in Philadelphia.
So the Phillies are in. We don't know yet whether it'll be the Phillies or Padres who faces the wild card. That's to be decided. The Padres are one game ahead of the Phillies with two games to go. We'll see how that kind of plays out. So the playoff picture, actually the only thing settled is we know what teams are in and that the Dodgers are the number one seed and the Cardinals are the number three seed. That's what we know. But the rest of it, we don't know yet. We don't know what the matchups are. Let's hope that the Braves get a fortuitous matchup and a bye in the opening round here. Just go out and win tonight, guys. Harry Douglas is coming up next. Former Falcon wide receiver, what does he have to say about our conversation earlier in regards to Marcus Mariota and what they do now that Cordarrelle Patterson is out for a month? He'll join us live next on The Morning Show. If you're a fantasy football player, Reception Perception is a podcast you need. Matt Harmon and James Coe with all the players you should start or sit. Reception Perception is free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Harry Douglas around the corner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's begin.
Back to more John and Hugh.
I know, I just love their conversations. They're really funny people.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Kia Studios on this Tuesday. Falcons getting ready to travel down to Tampa Bay and meet up again with a guy they've never beaten. All right, we know. But they can get got. This Falcons team playing better than a lot of people, I think, expected them to the first 4 weeks of the year. And this game against Tampa, Hugh Douglas, is for sole possession of first place in the NFC South.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, I mean, I know Falcons fans have to be excited. I'm pretty sure that there's probably going to be a contingency of Falcons fans going out to the game. It's great to be here, man. It didn't look like we were going to get here. It looked rough at the beginning of the season. But I think that fans have resigned themselves to think that, you know, hey, any given Sunday this team can win, and if we cross our fingers hard enough, hopefully the ball, you know, we know the quarterback is probably going to have a miscue, and hopefully it'll bounce back in his hands and the defense can hold. Man, they did some phenomenal things defensively.
Yeah, they did.
You're talking about the stops and everything. It was pretty good.
Yeah, red zone stuff. Let's bring Harry Douglas into the show, a former star wideout at the Falcons. And, of course, on the waveboard.com hotline, NFL analyst and all that kind of good stuff. Hey, Harry.
Kinfolk.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
Pretty good. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. You know, the Falcons in first place, tied for it. The Braves are in first place. You know, I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Okay, Harry, I'm going to ask you to put your coach's hat on. And I'm going to ask you, okay, you see this team playing well the way that they are. And, you know, there's a question of whether or not the quarterback position. You know, like in the NFL, you're always trying to upgrade. You're always trying to do better. If you were the coach of the Atlanta Falcons, at any point during this Falcons run this year, are you considering at this juncture to put Desmond Ridder out there on the field?
Let me say this first, though, Hugh. Because especially before Sunday's game, mm-hmm. I thought Marcus Mariota had been doing a decent job. It's just about 6 to 8 plays that make you cringe, right? Mm-hmm. And if you can eliminate those plays, then it wouldn't even be a conversation right now about should Desmond Ridder be playing or should Marcus Mariota be playing. It wouldn't even be a question.
Mm-hmm.
But reality is reality. You do have those plays. I just think right now where this team is at, I think the veteran has to stay in there currently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as time passes, when you get to probably like week 8 to 12, if Marcus haven't eliminated those mistakes, and if you feel like Desmond Ridder at this point, being a rookie, is the guy that can, you know, propel you and put you in a better position to be successful, then you consider it. Now, if for 1%, if you feel like the Desmond Ridder can't do that and he still needs more time to develop and understand this game, because we got to be honest with ourselves too now. It's not as easy for rookie quarterbacks to just come into this league and have success. There's so much thing, so many things that go into it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like protections and just understanding the feel of games. It's a lot that plays into it. But if for any moment between, I think, week 8 and 12, if you feel like Desmond Ridder is the guy that, you know, can help you be better and give you more wins and put the team in a position to make the playoffs and win the division, then you make that move. For any percentage that you feel like that can't happen, then you stay with Marcus Mariota.
Harry Douglas, sponsored by the MD Anderson Cancer Center, joining us this morning. Harry, a lot of talk and a lot of chatter about Arthur Smith and the imprint that he's putting on this team and how this team, with its running attack, starts to look more and more like the Tennessee Titans. You agree with that?
What have I been telling y'all since day one when Arthur Smith got the job? Nobody wanted to listen to me. Everybody just said, you know, Harry, you know him, that's your guy. No, I know football. And I know what I've seen from Arthur Smith since playing for him in Tennessee, since he was the offensive coordinator there. This run game, everything goes off the run game. And I said this year, coming to the season, this offense will only have success as far as the offensive line allows them to.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they're playing a damn good brand of football. And I want to touch on Caleb Huntley really quick, though, because I was there in the spring, you know, doing the coaching internship, and I heard with my own ears, I seen with my own eyes, Mike Petrie, the running back coach, head coach Arthur Smith, Dave Ragone, the offensive coordinator, speak life into Caleb Huntley, right? They speak life into all the players, but I really specifically seen them speak life into Caleb Huntley. Give him an opportunity, and then that everything came into fruition on Sunday. It basically was a Caleb Huntley drive when they ran the ball 10 straight times and he came in and was the spark that the Atlanta Falcons needed offensively to get them out of a lull that they were in offensively.
You know what? Speaking of those two guys, Caleb Huntley and Tyler Algier, you know, Cordell Patterson's going on the IR right now. Do you think that those two guys can sustain our running game with Cordell Patterson being out?
I believe they can. I'll even throw Avery Williams in there too.
Okay.
Right? Cause, and I think it's running back by committee. But when you look at Tyler Algier, he's a guy who's big, physical, strong, and probably has a little bit more speed than people give him credit for. Caleb Huntley's more that slasher, put one foot in the ground, boom, I'm going to
–
kind of like a Terrell Davis type back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have Avery Williams who does returns for you, so you know he's strong with the football. He's going to take care of it as well. So just – you do it by committee, but the offensive line also understands too – hey, you know what? We have some young guys back there. We got to be that much better, even that much more better. But then you add Marcus Mariota to the run game for real. Remember, Hugh and John, remember I told y'all that the fact that you have a quarterback that can rush the football and it gives the defense another thing to have to prepare for and honor?
Yep.
That makes a big difference in your run game because now they have to account for one more guy versus the guy back there being stagnant. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that plays a big part in this as well, in that run game being so successful this year.
Talking with Harry Douglas about the Falcons as they go down to Tampa to face Tom Brady and the Bucs. Brady a little dinged up with that shoulder. He says he's going to be fine and going to be playing here. The Falcons and Bucs at the beginning of the year, you looked at Week 5 and looked at that game and said, well, you know, maybe we can keep it within 14 points. Now, I think this team goes down there thinking, you know what? We can win this game. Harry, I mean, things have changed suddenly, and this club, speak to what it means, because Hugh's done that quite a bit and done it well, but speak to what it means when you have a belief system inside that locker room that you can go out and win a game.
It pays huge dividends because you go out there against any and everybody, and we've seen that already this year. They have been in every single game that they play. Right now, at worst, they should be 3-1. You could argue 4-0, right? But I'll give them 3-1. But that's not the reality. They're 2-2. But when they step out there on that football field, they believe they can compete and win against any and everybody. And the run game, you know, being efficient, the defense doing a lot of dynamic things defensively. You see the belief in the guys, and the guys are buying into the system and understanding, like, you know what, we can make this thing work. We can do great things if we just follow suit. And I'm just proud of them being able to be there with those guys, man, and see things play out the way it's been playing out so far within the first four games. I'm excited and proud of them, and I think they're only going to get better. Now, Cordell Patterson, he's going to be out for a little bit, and is that going to hurt? Yes, but it's also another opportunity for guys to step up and make plays and make a name for themselves.
You know, 2-2, and you look at the schedule, you know, you got Tampa Bay coming up and all that other good stuff. Are we starting to adjust our expectations of this Atlanta Falcons team now? Because, like, that the way that defense playing, Harry, like, if we, like, those plays you were talking about with the quarterback, if we can limit those MEs, hey, ain't no telling where we will be. So are we starting to kind of change our expectations of this team right now?
I think a lot of people are. You know me, who I already had the expectations.
Yes, you did. I do know that for a fact. I thought you were crazy, but too, but it looked like it's starting to be like, you know what you're talking about.
But I think you see fans starting to buy in a little bit more, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go back and say, right, you look at this Falcons team last year who didn't have enough guys on the roster to really compete, but it took week 16 before they were knocked out of the playoffs. And then you come into this year, you add some young guys, and the young guys are playing phenomenal. I got to mention D. Alford as well. Richie Grant, he's playing great football. Those two linebackers, Rashawn Evans and Michael Walker, they're balling right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing lights out. Grady Jarrett has been a man's child on the defensive line. But you see this team, man, and a sprinkle of veterans, a lot of young guys, and those young guys are holding their weight right now. You just hope that they can continue it throughout the rest of the season.
Harry, as always, do appreciate your jumping into the program. We look forward to the Falcons and the Bucs and your analysis of that. You are a great – by the way, Harry is a great follow on the Twitter, okay, at
HWC. He's having fun. At the tailgate, when he's with the ESPN crew out there doing it big, I see you, Ken Fuller.
Yeah. Harry,
that's what we at this – we're at Kansas this week, college game day. It's no telling. I may crowd surf again, fellas. I don't know yet.
Okay, Kansas.
Kansas.
I heard that. Have fun out there, Kenfo.
That's Leipold's Jayhawks are 5-0 on the season and ranked. How about that?
Probably the first time game they've been out there in ever.
Right?
I don't know. I'm just talking.
Mike Conney, the man of many hats. Market leader, manager, whatever the hell his title is. And all that. And, of course, the voice of Atlanta United will join us next on the morning show on this Tuesday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90. Time the game.
Radio 92.9, The Game.
It's time to check in with Atlanta United and Atlanta Hawks broadcaster Mike Conti.
Slides it forward, a shot, score!
Brought to you by Lindy Moore with Empower Home Team of Keller Williams Realty First Atlanta.
The man of many hats, Mike Conti, jumps into the program every Tuesday at this time, and we talk to him about Atlanta United and, the many hats that he wears. Hey, Mike, what up?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. So, Mike, What are we expecting for the season finale for Atlanta United now, seeing that they're not in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it's a good question, Hugh. You know, you're 100% right. They have absolutely nothing to play for. They can't really even play the role of a spoiler. It is an opportunity for Gonzalo Pineda and his technical staff, if they were to so choose, to maybe deploy a little bit of a different lineup and try to get a look at some players who could be key factors into next year. You know, for example, Edwin Mosquera, who they acquired in the summer transfer window. Does he make his first start of the season? On the other hand, they could also use it as an opportunity maybe to pay tribute to some players who have had either very good seasons or whose time with the club might be coming to an end and give them a little bit of a curtain call. That's something that DC United is doing this week with Bill Hamid, their goalkeeper. There's a good chance he's leaving that club. He's kind of fallen out of the lineup, and as such, there's talk that Wayne Rooney is going to give him a start on Sunday. So you could give some players a curtain call, but I don't necessarily believe you that it's going to be the same lineup that we've been seeing for the last month, month and a half. I think this is an opportunity now for Pineda to get a look at some things for next year in a competitive game situation.
You know, Mike, immediately when you said that, giving players a curtain call and, you know, potentially moving on from players, the first person that popped in my head with no knowledge of this anything was Joseph Martinez. I had a brain fart right there. But, yeah, Joseph Martinez. Could we potentially be moving on from Joseph?
I think that is a possibility. I also think it's highly probable that Joseph will be back next year. You know, there was a report on the TV broadcast Saturday. Obviously, I did not hear it because I was calling the game on the radio, but I guess there was a report on the TV broadcast that Joseph has demanded a meeting with the front office at the end of the season. And I think Joseph is at a point of his career right now where he has to assess where he is fitness-wise. The club needs to assess where Joseph is fitness-wise. He's getting older. He's coming off a catastrophic knee injury 2 years ago and then a rehab that was a bumpy process. He has thrived, in my opinion, in the role as a super sub. But there's something that Gonzalo Pineda and the technical staff obviously has seen in Joseph that leads them to not start him right now. Does Joseph want to be a starter in this league? Can he be with Atlanta United? And then the other part of the question is, Joseph is making designated player money. Can the club afford to pay designated player money to a player that doesn't start? So there are going to be some interesting conversations this offseason. But, you know, Joseph had an Instagram post, I think it was on Sunday, that really spoke about his profound affection for Atlanta United's fans, how disappointed he and the team is that they are going to make the playoffs. And to me, I kind of took that as an indication that Joseph would very much like to be back in Atlanta if the choice is his.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Conney, final question again. 2:30 kick at Mercedes-Benz Stadium Sunday against NYCFC. Final game for Atlanta United this year. The game will be live with Mike and Jason on Star 94.1 FM, Star 94.1. Mike, with a new team president coming in, do you expect this will be an offseason of big change or just kind of maybe tweaking around the edges for Pineda for next year?
Well, you know, the thing is, you're not going to have a lot of time to make big changes. And the longer this search goes for the club president, I think the fewer changes you can make. Here's the thing, guys. I mean, the season's going to end on Sunday. You're going to have about 8 weeks before training camp begins. And then another month after that, the season will begin in late February. That's the thing with the Major League Soccer season being as long and as drawn out as it is. You have a very, very short off season, and I think you have to be a little bit careful. You know, if you don't make that club president hire until around Christmas or even the first of the year, you're at training camp. There's really not a whole lot you can do to change at that point. Keep in mind, too, John, I mean, it's already been reported that the club has given Gonzalo Pineda the vote of confidence that he will be back. So I don't think there's going to be, you know, terribly dramatic changes this offseason. I think the changes may come as the new president puts his or her imprint on the club over the course of the first few months of the 2023 regular season.
All right, we're talking about Mike Conley. Different hat here, Mike Conley. Obviously, a lot of buzz about the Braves. Hopefully, they can seal the deal tonight. A lot of buzz about the Falcons. They're 2-2 and playing for sole possession of first place on Sunday against Tampa. But we went to an event, you and Abe and I and all the team, with the Atlanta Hawks. Just a little meet and greet with the coach and the GM, with Nate McMillan and with Landry. So I got to ask you, though, maybe I'm wrong about this. I'm getting a sense from the fans. I'm getting a sense of people around the organization. There's buzz around this Hawks team this year, Mike.
Yeah, no question. I think the Hawks were aggressive in this offseason. They didn't totally remake their team. But bringing in DeJounte Murray was one of the big offseason pickups for any team in the NBA. And now you've paired Trae Young with a second All-Star. On top of that, John, I keep going back to the first couple weeks of the regular season. The schedule is very, very generous to the Hawks. So I think there is a runway for the Hawks to really get hot at the start of the season and, you know, build that chemistry and continuity that I think is going to be very, very important, especially between Trae and DeJounte Murray, and do that in games against the Rockets, the Pistons, the Magic, where the margin for error might be a little more generous. I think there's a real chance for the Hawks to get off to a hot start. And I think we have seen over the years that when the Hawks are hot, this city really gets behind them in a very, very big way.
By the way, Landry Fields, the GM of the Hawks, will be on our show tomorrow morning live at 8:20, live from Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
They took that 17-hour plane flight to Abu Dhabi. They're going to be playing the Bucks over. They're playing in Abu Dhabi, for crying out loud, Mike.
Yeah, well, I'm here in Atlanta, and I'm not sad that I missed that trip. That's a long time to be on an airplane.
Yeah, 17 hours? Yeah, no thanks. I know that they got a special plane, but gee, no. That is not in my. All right, final thing here. Falcons, what do you make? All right, about four games in, you can roll with the quarterback. You can roll with Patterson's injury. You can roll with the fact the team is exceeding expectations, at least some. What do you make of the Falcons four games in?
Nice job, Arthur Smith, to be totally honest with you. I mean, the coaching job that he has done to have this team 2-2 at this stage and a couple plays away from being 3-1 or even 4-0, I think Arthur Smith has done a really, really good job play calling and game planning around the resources that he has. I think it will be very interesting now to see how long Cordarrelle Patterson will be out and how they proceed without him. But I think we have the sense, guys, at the end of the offseason, based on what we saw in training camp, that the Falcons were going to be competitive, that they were going to be in a lot of games this year. They may not win all of them, but they're going to compete.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we've seen to this point, is they've been very, very competitive. Yes, I do think there's a ceiling on how far they can go and what they can do with the quarterback situation being what it is right now. But my thing is, let's just enjoy the ride. I mean, they have far exceeded the expectations of most right now. They're playing relevant football. They have a game in mid-October for first place in the division. Let's just enjoy the ride and see where this goes. But I think it's a real credit to Arthur Smith and his coaching staff for getting this team to play maybe a little bit over their heads right now. And it's been very fun to watch.
All right, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate it. Again, Sunday, 2:30 kick against NYCFC on Star 94.1, Atlanta United in its final regular season game.
You the man, Mark.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys.
Steak and Sandra, standing by Steakhouse Top of the Hour on this Tuesday on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.